T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ron, it looks like the Jesse James play is going to change the way NFL football is officiated. That it's not only going to go down as a historic play for Steelers fans and really for the league in general, that overturned touchdown helping the Patriots win and also impacting the course of this football season. But it looks like because of the reaction to that play, the NFL is actually going to do something about it this offseason.
Yeah, Goodell saying he thinks significant change, that he's really concerned about it and needs to change. I don't think it's just that one play. That might have just been the final straw, so to speak. You go back to the Dez Bryant play a couple years ago in the playoffs. There have been others. But this, you know, you got to trust your eyes sometimes. What looks like a catch probably is a catch. And sometimes they try to overthink this too much. And if Goodell is interested in change, and, you know, Mike Tomlin is on the competition committee, he said right after the fact, we have to take a look at this. I would think there might be a little more clarity to it starting next season.
Goodell was on Fox Sports 1. He'll give his State of the NFL speech later in the week. But
Friday
he's doing a media tour right now, and he was asked about his concern regarding the interpretation of the NFL's catch rule.
I'm not just somewhat concerned, I am concerned. We just had 5 Hall of Fame receivers and several coaches come in just 2 weeks ago to focus on the catch-no-catch rule. You want there to be clarity from an officiating standpoint, a coaching and a player standpoint. They know what it is, what it isn't. And so they draft the rule, the competition committee looks at it, they bring it to the membership, and they want that clarity. I think here you might have clarity in a large element of it, but then what happens is it's not the rule that people really want. One of our Hall of Fame receivers said it well to me when we looked at this a couple years ago. Fans want catches, and I think what, you know, we've got to try to do, and we had a really good discussion for over 3 hours and looking at a lot of tape, and we've got some ideas of how to bring some clarity to that. It's particularly in the going to the ground that I think has created a lot of the confusion, because it's a different rule when you're going to the ground than when you're on the sideline or in the end zone. And I think that's what we're focusing on. And the competition committee is going to be bringing this up in February and March. And I hope we'll be able to address this in a way that will bring more clarity and, frankly, more excitement to this.
Yeah, it's what fans want.
Clarity, I think, is a real word. They want to know when they see a catch that it's really a catch.
And I think what he said there about the rule is right, that by the strict definition of the rule, the officials got the Jesse James call right. But they shouldn't be in a position, because of the rules, to overturn the call. Here's something I was thinking about. So Goodell is already setting up things. I think he's creating now. He's the most powerful man in the NFL. He's the highest paid guy. He's already letting his opinion be known on the subject. He thinks what they have right now isn't good enough. And he wants to appease fans. He wants to make fans happy. So one of the things he's working on, it sounds like, is changing the catch rules. You know, you don't want to continue to do something that makes fans unhappy or that fans dislike. So if you have an opportunity to change and make the game better for everybody involved, fans, players, teams, coaches, etc., you go and do that. Here's the question I have for you. If you could change one thing about the NFL product for next year, what would it be?
Oh, man.
If you could change one thing, if you could pick one thing and say, Roger, of all the things that you've got going on with the NFL.
You hit me out of the blue with this one. I'd have to think about it a little bit. I mean, I don't like the catch rule, obviously. I like the game. I like the NFL game the way it is. I'm okay with overtime. We've talked about that in the past, the format they use for that. I like the game. You know, they're trying to eliminate the head stuff, the head shots. I'm okay with that. I know it makes it so much tougher for defenders to play the game, but I don't know what the solution is to that. I'm okay with review. I guess maybe I would replay, try to limit the time a little bit, that if it's not within a minute or two, you know, then go with the call on the field. That might be about it. I like the game the way it is, and I know ratings are down. You know, I don't know if that has to do with the anthem protests to a degree.
Okay, where would that factor in for
I mean, it seems to have gone away, at least for now. I don't know what's going to happen starting again next season, but, I mean, the league has tried to, you know, reach out with the players and show their social concerns here and back their players on what they're trying to do. It didn't help when the president of the United States tweeted out what he tweeted out. I think that really aggravated the situation. But I'm not going to be watching Sunday's Super Bowl during the anthem to see if anybody's kneeling, because it doesn't seem to be an issue right now.
There has been some speculation that starting next year, the players are not going to be on the field for the national anthem. If the NFL decided to do that, would you be okay with
it? I'm okay with that. They didn't used to come out. College teams don't come out, right?
No. Well, for select games, I think they do. But it's not, as Vince McMahon put it, a time-honored tradition college football.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that to me would not be my recommendation to Goodell, though, because I think if they keep everybody in the locker room, you're going to have fans who scream and say, how dare they do that? They're not being patriotic. You're telling me that they can't for 2 minutes stand and honor America?
But I think that would be a small percentage that would say that. Again, maybe in the beginning you ride through the storm and then people get used to it. No one said anything when they didn't come out before.
Because I think there would be some players that if they did that would be upset that they weren't given an opportunity to stand for the anthem.
Al Villanueva, yeah, I would guess, would be one.
And I think that there would also be some guys that would say, well, wait a minute, if I want to, you're not giving me the right to express myself.
Well, yeah, but I mean, by making everybody stay in, you know, bosses are allowed to do some things that you may not like.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're allowed, if the whole league says we're going to stay in the locker room, well, I may not like it, but there's things I don't like where I work too. But
sure.
You live to learn to live with them.
I don't think that would be best for business, though. If I'm telling the NFL do something that is going to help with fans, that's going to, you know, either bring people back to football or are going to make people respect your sport or respect your league more, I don't think the answer is having people in the locker room. I think actually if they were to, they would help themselves more if they forced everybody to stand for the anthem. I think you'd gain more fans with that than you would saying, all right, we can't come to a consensus or a decision on how to do it. Now everybody's stuck in the locker room.
You know, they want to come out, that's fine. They want to stay in, that's fine too.
But for me,
I am not one of these people that I was not offended by the players who knelt, because I tried to understand what their message was, and it was not directed at the military or the first responders or veterans. So I was not one of these people that was outraged, and I get people who were. Now, but if they stay inside, I'm not going to be
outraged. Right, and I would also add to this, look at what some of the guys who demonstrated, look at what they've done. You know, Kaepernick had
$1 million pledge.
Yep,
and he's lived up to it.
Chris Long of the Eagles,
gave up his paycheck.
His entire salary for this year, he's dedicated it to a good cause. So some of these social justice people, they've backed up what they said or what they did before or during the anthem with actual action to try to make the world a better place. But you know, if I'm going to change one thing, if there's one element, because I do think, you say you like the game, I do think the game needs a lot of work. I don't think the NFL product right now is very good. I think.
Well, okay, so that's easy to say, but what would you change?
I think what you've got to do is you've got to eliminate a lot of the stops and starts in action that we have.
And how are you going to do
that? And so I think you've got to simplify things for the people that are officiating the game. And so my recommendation would be, first and foremost, you're not going to have replay as a crutch anymore. So I'm not going to eliminate replay entirely, but I'm going to scale it back in a big, big way. You're not going to be able to just kind of hold or bite your tongue or bite your whistle anymore and just let replay sort it out and delay the game for 5 minutes at a time.
Well, I'm not in favor of the 5 minutes at a time, but I'm okay with replay. I'm a get it right guy, and I want to get it right. Now, I want to get it right in a minute or two at the most, not 3, 4, or 5 minutes. So I'm really not. I'm okay with replay. I'm okay with it in baseball. I hear people complain about it.
I'm okay. One of those guys who complains about
it. I'm okay with it. Get it right. Just don't take forever to get it right. And if you can't see it in a minute, go with what the call on the field is.
The problem is they never hold themselves to that standard. So
force them to hold themselves to that standard.
So for me, anything that took, like the Jesse James play, would have been ruled a touchdown.
Should have been.
Because
if you can't determine in a minute that it isn't.
Right, because, and so I've said before it's the rules problem, but now I'm making it an instant replay problem. Because if you've got two or three looks at that play, I don't think in two or three looks you're going to be able to determine whether or not he survived the ground or not.
Then you award it as call it a touchdown.
Yes, and that is going to put more focus and emphasis on referees to do the job and do it correctly the first time they look at it. I think that there needs to be more consequences. I mean, it's interesting to me that we look at these referees or NFL officials are like Supreme Court justices or popes. You know, if a guy's not good enough, fire him. I don't understand why.
Well, I don't know that these people aren't held accountable. They just don't make it publicly that they're held accountable.
Well, they should.
There's turnover all the time in the officiating crews.
If a guy has a bad year or two, done. We can get somebody better to do the job.
Absolutely.
And
the way life is.
And that's the way professional sports work. And yet I don't see NFL officials who deal with that kind of wrath from the league when they routinely get things wrong and affect the outcomes of games by getting those types of things wrong. So Roger Goodell is on the record now. The play that is still in Pittsburgh, one that irritates and angers fans, Goodell is basically saying it's going to change next year, that they're going to change the catch rule, they're going to simplify the rule, they're going to have more catches. You're not going to see plays like that overturned next year. Our question is, if you could change one thing about the NFL product, what would it be? If you can make one change for next year, would it be the catch rule? Would it be something else? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. That's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. We're Cookin' Pony.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.